Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
Are Khalese and Bill Murray dating? That is the question the internet has been asking themselves all weekend long. Rumors have been flying in all the gossip sites, mainly because Bill has been seen at some of her shows recently. Also, The Sun reported that they were an item on June 8th, and the rumors have gotten so rampant that people are blowing up her Instagram. They're like, what is going on? Are you two an item?
This is Milkshake Khalese, right?
Yes, correct. Yes.
Somebody said her milkshake must be expired if Bill's the one coming to her yard.
No.
She said he'd bring all the boys.
One person on her Instagram said, ma'am, would you care to address these Bill Murray allegations? Because damn, what are you doing with all of that? And she responded, LOL, no babe. I wouldn't bother at all. I feel like we could interpret this in a couple of different ways. Maybe she's saying, no, I wouldn't bother with Bill Murray at all. Or maybe she's saying that, no, I don't bother to address these rumors at all. Maybe she just wants to keep her relationship with Bill Murray private.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that is so cryptic.
Yes.
It is.
It makes me lean on the side of, she and Bill Murray are an item.
That's how I read it.
That's how I take it.
That's a strategic response. I wouldn't bother at all. She's not going to address it, but yeah, that milkshake's still good.
Yeah. I mean, since we're talking about her, do you remember years ago when I flew out to LA to audition for a show that ABC was producing and Deion Sanders was supposed to be the host?
I do, yes.
Yeah. So it was supposed to be like a View type like setup or whatever, and Deion Sanders was going to be the host and it was going to be like female co-host, right? So my agent like got me an interview, and so I fly out to audition for this thing, and it's something that I'd never done before, right? And I'm like, well, hey, for the story alone, and I wasn't allowed to tell like who was supposed to be hosting the show or anything like that. So I'm in this green room, which, you know, with a bunch of some people who I knew, some people who I didn't. There was
celebrities, you mean?
Yes.
That you knew and some you didn't?
Yeah. So as far as from The Bachelor, see, I can't even remember now. It's been so long. But Khalese was one of the people that was in the room, and I got to sit next to her and talk to her. And she is a lovely, lovely person.
That's what I've always heard about her.
I mean, she was so kind and so easy to talk to, just very down to earth. She's very entrepreneurial. Like, you know, she was working on a book and had some other stuff that she was doing. And yeah, I mean, she was just, out of everybody that was there, there was like somebody from HGTV, another person that did stuff for ABC News, somebody from The Bachelorette. And she, hands down, was my favorite person to talk to.
Which is interesting because the scouting report on Bill Murray has always sort of been mixed. Like every now and then he'll pop into somebody's pictures if they're on the beach, which is fun. But you hear a lot of stories that guy's kind of caustic and you don't really want to approach him in public.
Opposites attract.
They're balancing each other out. Okay, a couple that's not hiding their relationship status are Naomi Watts and Billy Crudup. They got hitched over the weekend. The two of them had a courthouse wedding in New York City. The bride wore a stunning Oscar de la Renta tea-length gown with flowers from her local deli. I was going to make a comment about how this felt like the anti-bride trend that's going around, where brides want to have more like relaxed, like chill weddings. But something about saying anti-bride and Oscar de la Renta like in the same paragraph.
No, it just
does not go together. But this is Naomi's second marriage, so it makes a little bit of sense that the second time around, she wanted to do something a little bit more casual, if you will.
I've always been like a huge Billy Crudup fan, and I didn't realize he was one of the main characters in The Morning Show, right? And he plays a really great character. But I saw that picture on her, like her Instagram, and I zoomed in, and I'm like, is that who I think that is? And then I was like, do I remember correctly? And I started going back, because I lost favor of him when all that stuff with Mary Louise Parker and Claire Danes went down.
I don't recall any of that.
So he was dating Mary Louise Parker, and she was pregnant, and they were expecting, and she was 7 months along when he left her for Claire Danes.
No.
That's bad timing, Kristen. That's real bad timing.
Yeah. I mean, of course, now this was years ago. I mean, this was because Claire was like in her mid-20s, right? And they were like on a film together, and they fell in love on the set, and they ended up dating for a few years, and then you know, parted ways, and she married somebody else. But yeah, I can't.
Ooh.
There's some things that are hard to shake, because he was always one of like my crushes, like one of those like your
get out of jail free card. Hump Island.
I forgot about Hump Island. We need to do that again. It's been a minute.
Bring back Hump Island.
And that way Abby can create her Hump Island.
Oh, perfect. Just what I was looking to do. The White Lotus might be getting a prequel series. Coming up on your next E-Buzz, I'll tell you what character it would center around on your next E-Buzz of The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.